Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. My name is Travis, and it is great to be with all of you today. It really, really is. It's morning, and I've got my coffee, my Bible, my journal, and I'm going to read a passage in a moment. So if you're new with us, go to Luke chapter 9. If you're not new with us, go to Luke chapter 9. If you're here right now, go to Luke chapter 9, because I'm going to read a passage. I do that every single morning. It's always a passage from the life of Jesus, something Jesus said, did, a moment in the life of Jesus. And I read it, I set it in its historical context, we talk about it just a little bit, we roll around in it. Hopefully I ask a good question that sends us into a time, a conversation with Jesus that will then last throughout the day. We are entering into prayer, meditation, and journaling. For simplicity's sake, prayer is talking with Jesus, and meditation is quieting our minds and our hearts and just listening to Jesus. I want to make a quick comment about journaling. I didn't journal for many, many years in my Christian journey, and I'm sad about that now. I would say, be careful not to journal too much. Because if you have shelves and shelves and shelves of journals, it's hard to go back because there's so much material. But don't journal too little where there's nothing to go back to. Because one of the wonderful practices that I do almost every morning is I read an older page in my journal. Because I journal highs and lows and things that I think God might be saying to me. I don't journal every day. And so I'm able to go back to the journals and kind of see my history with Jesus. And see what God's done and how God's been faithful and what God has said and how that's been filled out and how the lines are connecting. And to have that history with God through journaling is a wonderful, wonderful part of a relationship with Jesus. And so I'm going to read a passage. We're going to talk a bit. And then we're going to meditate, pray, journal, and then have a conversation with Jesus that is going to last throughout the day. So let's get rolling. The title of today's podcast is Take Him Out or Bring Him In. Take Him Out or Bring Him In. And we're going to begin reading in Luke chapter 9, verse 51. As the time approached for him, Jesus, to be taken up into the heavens, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. They went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him, but the people there did not welcome him because he was headed for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and he rebuked them. And he and his disciples went to another village. So Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. The cross awaits him, and of course, the resurrection. So he, according to the gospel writers, he sets his face toward Jerusalem, and he fiercely and with intensity is going to get there because that is his mission. Normally, Jews, especially going from Galilee to Jerusalem, would walk around Samaria the long way so that they wouldn't have to touch or see or interface with a Samaritan. Quick break to ask a question. Who annoys you? Who are you frustrated with? Who has hurt you? Who bothers you? Who do you disagree with? Who do you not really want to see or really hear what they have to say. It might be a person, but it might be a kind of person that thinks a certain way or believes a certain thing. But who is that person or that group of people that annoy you, that frustrate you, that have hurt you or hurting what you consider important? Who bothers you? Who do you disagree with? That person, that kind of person. Well, in the first century and in this passage, the Samaritans were that person, that kind of person. And I don't have time to go into the detail of why there is this deep animosity between Jews and Samaritans, but it was deep and it was at a fever pitch. And Jews would, like I said a moment ago, would actually go the long way around Samaria when they were going down to Jerusalem, so they didn't have to see those Samaritans, but not Jesus. And of course, as we learned in a podcast earlier, Jesus breaks most of the rules. He is happy to go into a town of Samaritans. He's happy to interface with a Samaritan woman. He's happy to talk with Samaritans. And then when the disciples, doing what is typical first century Jewish messianic fervor, oh, let's call down fire from heaven. They won't let us in your town, Jesus. You know, you're the Messiah. Let's call down fire. Let's burn them up. Let's take them out. Jesus rebukes them. And Jesus is often rebuking his disciples when they want to take people out. In fact, one of the things that marks the life and the ministry of Jesus is inclusion. Welcome. Not necessarily agreement, and that's important, but inclusion and welcome, and to put the most important word to it, love. Love does not mean agreement. Inclusion. This got Jesus in so much trouble, from the first sermon he preached in his hometown in Nazareth to the moment when he's arrested and crucified on the cross. Jesus always included. He wasn't a take them out kind of guy. He was a bring them in kind of guy. And he brought in all the wrong people. And I'm doing quotes right now. You can't see me, but I'm doing quotes. All the wrong people in quotes. Roman soldiers, prostitutes, tax collectors, and yes, you guessed it, Samaritans. All of the people, according to James and John and Jesus' first century contemporaries, family, ruling Jewish elite, all of the people that the world would be better without them, the world would be better without their views, the world would be so much better. Jesus brought all those people in. He didn't agree with them necessarily, but he brought them in. He didn't take them out. The first century strategy is take out those that don't agree with you. Take them out. The 21st century strategy is take them out. Jesus' strategy was bring them in. Now, of course, we don't pull out swords necessarily. We don't call down fire from heaven, but we do neglect, we do avoid, we do talk bad about the Democrat, the Republican, the super religious person, the one that's wildly living and not being responsible, the homosexual, the doctor that's performing abortions, the one that took your promotion, you know, the one that steals the show, you know, whenever they're around, the one that denies the bodily resurrection of Jesus, the lazy person, you know, the super successful person, the one that has money, the one that doesn't have money, right? We do neglect, avoid, judge, talk bad about. We take them out. We call fire down from heaven, you know, best we can. Jesus didn't do that. He brought him in. He didn't necessarily agree. He didn't necessarily condone, but he brought him in. He loved. And there's this concept, which is a podcast in and of itself, and it's called the gift bearer. And we all have gift bearers in our lives. They're those people that just seem to show up And they annoy us, they frustrate us, they've hurt us, they bother us, they disagree with us. They're a person or a philosophy or a kind of person or a group of people, and it drives us crazy. But those gift bearers are always trying to teach us something. They're always trying to teach us something. They're trying to, God wants to teach us through those gift bearers how to love, how to have mercy, how to be free from judgment, how to be free from hate, how to not try to take them out, but bring them in. And remember, a gift bearer doesn't necessarily teach us how to agree with them, but a gift bearer, if we'll allow the Holy Spirit of God to do it, which is the gift bearer for James and John in this story of the Samaritans. I don't know who your gift bearer is, the one that annoys you, frustrates you, hurts you, bothers you, disagrees with you, drives you kind of crazy. The gift bearer is not going to teach us how to agree, but the gift bearer, if we will let the Spirit of God, will teach us how to love. Jesus brought people in. Think of all the stories where he's eating and touching and bringing in the prostitute, the tax collector, the Roman soldier, the rich, the Samaritan, the enemy. And if you have a little bit of time, look at the story right before the story we just read in chapter 9. Jesus predicts his death, that he will give up, that he will suffer, that he will not be someone that takes people out, but that brings people in. Look at the story right after the story that we just read, the cost of following Jesus. There is a cost. There's a cost to love. There's no cost to hate. There's no cost to calling fire down from heaven. There's a cost to love. And that cost of love allows for resurrection and life and unity and freedom, not always agreement, but bringing in as opposed to living a life of taking out. These are two different ways to live. And Jesus says the kingdom is not about taking them out. It's about bringing them in. So, plenty to talk to Jesus about. Maybe ask this question. What does it look like for me to repent of trying to take them out? And what does it then look like, Jesus, as I repent, for me to bring them in, for me to learn love and inclusion and mercy, especially with those that annoy, frustrate, hurt, bother, disagree with me? What does it look like for me to bring them in? Jesus, rebuke me and show me, as I follow you to Jerusalem, what it looks like to not be a take them out people, but a bring them in kind of person. So have a conversation with Jesus. Enjoy him all day. Let him teach you. Let him teach me. Walk with him, talk with him. And then at the end of the day, when you fall off to sleep, say amen, because you've spent a day with the Messiah who doesn't take people out, but brings people in. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.